You ever been in a room where everyone bursts out laughing at a joke and you're just standing there completely missing it? Yeah, it happens. And it turns out, figuring out humor isn't always simple for everyone. Today, we're doing a deep dive into exactly that, humor comprehension, specifically how it works, or sometimes doesn't, in people with something called agenesis of the corpus callosum, or ACC. We're looking at some really interesting research here, trying to understand, well, how does not having that key brain connection change how someone gets a joke? And what does it tell us about, how our brains handle complex social stuff?
It's fascinating because the core puzzle here is, well, individuals with ACC can have perfectly normal IQs.
Right.
I mean, the study mentions Robert, a physics major participant, super smart academically.
The physics major, wow.
Exactly. But despite that, they often face challenges with what we call fluid intelligence, social intelligence, and that includes humor.
So high IQ doesn't automatically mean you get social nuances.
Not necessarily. It really shows intelligence is, well, more complicated than just one number. It's a whole tapestry, really.
Okay, so how did the researchers actually test this? What was the setup?
They took 16 adults who had complete ACC, meaning the corpus callosum was entirely absent, but importantly, had normal IQs.
Okay.
And they compared them to a control group, 31 people matched for age and IQ. The test itself had two main parts: verbal jokes, like little stories, and then nonverbal stuff, basically cartoons.
Right, visual humor versus spoken humor. So, what about the verbal jokes? Did they find a difference there?
Oh, absolutely. A really clear difference. The individuals with ACC performed significantly worse than the controls on those narrative jokes.
Worse how? Like they just guessed randomly.
Well, that's the interesting part. When they made mistakes, they didn't just pick random, silly endings. They overwhelmingly chose what the researchers called straightforward endings,
Schrafer.
meaning literal. Plausible, maybe, but totally not funny. They picked those about 15.6% of the time, compared to just under 6% for the controls.
So it suggests they weren't really aiming for the humor. They were just trying to make logical sense of the story.
It seems that way.
Yeah.
Like they processed the literal information but missed the twist, the incongruity that makes it funny.
Yeah.
They missed the point of the joke.
Did it matter what kind of verbal joke it was?
Yes, and this is a really key detail. They had no problem at all with puns.
Oh, really? Puns were fine.
Yep, jokes based on wordplay, totally fine.
Right.
But the non-pun jokes, the ones that rely on understanding a situation differently or resolving some kind of, situational mismatch, that's where they struggled significantly.
Okay, that is specific. Puns, okay, other verbal jokes, not so much. But
Yeah.
then what about the cartoons? The nonverbal part.
And here's the twist in the research itself. Surprisingly, no significant difference there.
None.
None. On the cartoon subtest, the ACC group performed pretty much just like the control group.
Wow. Okay, so verbal narrative jokes, trouble. Especially non-puns. But cartoons, fine. Puns, fine. What does that all mean? Why the differences?
Well, the thinking is it points towards a difficulty with what researchers call second-order interpretations.
Second order interpretations.
Yeah, it's about going beyond the surface meaning, the literal words or pictures. It's constructing a deeper, more coherent understanding that brings everything together. You need it for jokes, but also for things like proverbs, metaphors, non-literal language generally.
So, like finding the hidden meaning or the connection that isn't explicitly stated.
Exactly. Like the researchers Brownell and colleagues said, to get a joke, you have to reconcile the incongruity through a second level of interpretation. You need to connect the punchline back to the setup in a new, unexpected, but still coherent way.
And that's harder without the corpus callosum.
It seems that specific ability to integrate and reinterpret might heavily rely on communication between the brain hemispheres, which the corpus callosum facilitates.
Does this difficulty pop up elsewhere, not just in jokes?
Oh, definitely. You see similar challenges when individuals with ACC interpret, say, complex social scenes. Think like those psychological tests with ambiguous pictures where you have to tell a story about what's happening.
Oh.
It's not that they don't understand the language or can't remember things. It's the more nuanced grasp of context, of social cues, of implied meanings. That seems to rely more on this interconnected brain network.
So it shares some features with other conditions, maybe, but the pattern is distinct for ACC.
Precisely. There are some similarities, maybe, to challenges seen after a right hemisphere damage, but the error patterns, like choosing straightforward endings, seem particularly characteristic here, highlighting the specific role of that interhemispheric connection.
It really makes you appreciate how much complex wiring goes into something we take for granted, like just getting a joke. The brain's connectivity is just incredible.
It really is. This study underscores how vital that corpus callosum, that bridge between hemispheres, is for processing not just jokes, but complex social information, those second-order meanings that are, well, everywhere in our daily interactions.
So maybe something for you listening to think about. Next time you effortlessly understand a sarcastic comment or catch the subtle humor in a situation, just pause for a second. Consider the amazing, complex processing your brain just did. Connecting all those dots without you even noticing. It's quite something, isn't it?